Hi, Carol. Welcome to the Afternoon Express.
Hi, Liz. Nice to meet you, and thank you.
Nice to meet you, too. And I'm going to say right off the top, thank God for you, Lee Aaron, and Lorraine Segato, the Parachute Club, or there would be no females being honored at the Rock of Fame event.
I know. I mean, I can think of many more, but don't get me started.
Well, I also think it's a testament to how you and they were pioneers in a man's world when it came to being in the music business. How did you react when you found out about your star on the Walk of Fame?
I was very excited. And, you know, I think we deserve it. We were a very, very innovative band. So, yeah.
Okay, just so you know, I agree. And I love it when someone can say, yeah, we deserve it. You do deserve it. You were absolutely carving a path, setting, very innovative and very progressive. And I'm sure opened the door for many, many musicians to follow in your path. So congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. I'm excited for the ceremony and everything.
Have they told you what's happening at the ceremony?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of know, but
In addition to, cementing your fame on the sidewalk here in Toronto, where you grew up, I know you've got some other exciting projects in the works. Just last month, it was announced that there's a documentary based on your autobiography in development. It's going to be called Anti-Diva, The Carol Pope Confessions. How is that going?
It's going. They've done some filming, and they're just going to follow me around and, you know, just make my life a living hell in my day-to-day activities.
I was going to ask you why you agreed to that.
I'm friends with the director, and she's such a talented, amazing person, so that's why I said yes.
And you're living in New York now?
Yeah.
So you're what are you doing in New York that you couldn't do here?
Working on a musical. I wrote this musical with my friend Kate Rigg called Rough Trade, the musical. And we're trying to get, we did a workshop last year. People were crying. Cast members were crying. They were very moved by the whole thing. It's based on my brother's life, who lived in New York in the 80s and was an AIDS activist and a musician. And it's mostly rough trade music. So just trying to get that going, which we also will get going in Canada, too.
Yeah, no, that's, you practice it on Broadway so you can bring it to Toronto where it counts, okay?
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to get to Broadway, but we'll see.
Absolutely. Listen, why not? I think you got to shoot high. It sounds like it would be a great musical. I know you're also performing here in Toronto the night after your induction as a way of celebration. Do you want to tell people where you'll be?
We're going to be at the Phoenix. We're going to drag out some ye olde rough trade songs. And Hoxley Workman is going to be a guest. And Chelina Kennedy, who is playing me in the musical, is also going to be a guest.
Great. Sounds like there could be some more workshopping going on.
Yeah, secret workshopping. Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us, Carol. Have a great night.
You too.